Let's have a look what's happening in the tech side of things. First thing, Bluetooth is a way that devices connect wirelessly to one another. They connect by means of Bluetooth. Now, data can obviously be transferred via Bluetooth, but you need to have a certain setting enabled in order for these devices to pair to one another. And I know we have all got headsets, so we've seen it. You can link to your car, you can link to television, or whatever the case might be. But the great thing is that Bluetooth developed a new way of communicating, or there's a new way by means of Bluetooth communication known as AuraCast. Now, what AuraCast does is that certain things will be able to communicate with you without you needed to pair with them first. So they were sort of probably like a master-slave environment running here. And I am greatly excited by this, because what that means is that when you're wearing Bluetooth headset, right, when you are wearing a Bluetooth headset and you're walking around at the airport announcements can override the Bluetooth headset that you're wearing, and you will then actually listen, be able to listen to the headset or the broadcast on the PA system on your headphones. To me, that is so cool, because I've been sitting at airports or wherever and waiting for something to arrive, like the plane or whatever the case might be. And I'm too scared to listen to music. I listen to podcasts, rather, because I feel that I would be able to hear the announcements. Now, that problem is sort of taken care of. The second thing that I am quite excited about is that if we can get this implemented into Bluetooth devices on your cars, it means that when an ambulance approaches a car, it can actually signify to them or tell them, like, listen, your music is loud, you're not hearing the ambulance. And it can actually tell them there's an ambulance approaching, move to the left, move to the right, whatever the case might be. That is so, so cool. I'm so excited about that. I think it's the coolest thing ever, because it means that we can share these things without actually losing your audio. Then the second thing that I would like to mention is the fact that when we wear wearable tech, we see them as headphones, or we see them as watches and stuff. But the new wearable tech that's actually on the rise now, and more brands are buying it is rings. It's called a smart ring. So you would be able to use your iPhone or control your iPhone by doing certain gestures in your hands. That is quite cool as well. I'm quite excited about that. Tracking your steps and everything. Because I don't know about you, but I'm very frustrated with people wearing smartwatches. Because the only thing that we did is we moved the focus from watching your phone to watching your wrist. You're still doing the exact same thing. You're not being rude. You're still being rude because you're just watching your wrist. Whereas, suppose you watch your phone. That irritates me. Whenever somebody gets a text, they don't pick up their phone. They just look at the wrist. You're not being more polite now. You're just being the exact same amount of rudeness, according to me. Now, when you've got a very smart tech and you've got a certain buzz or whatever on the ring, might be a cool thing. You would probably be able to operate smart homes if you've got a smart home. Don't know about you. I don't have anything smart in my house. I don't have any, basically, smart globes or anything like that. I just have basic globes. I can't switch anything on remotely or not remotely. I just need to do it the way I always do it. And that is by means with the switching on the flick. I know that there's some switches and stuff happening. Might be looking into getting a smart house soon. It's not expensive. Great thing. It's not that expensive to get smart houses. But looking forward to wearing. Can you imagine switching on your bedroom by turning your ring on your finger or something? Just the coolest thing ever.